Beautifying or repairing your home doesn't have to be a nightmare. You just have to wake up and turn on your radio. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
And back to our callers from Oral Valley. We run up to Scottsdale and bring Scott on the line. But as we make that transition, one more thing for Alan on cooling your garage. You know, a mini split, you're looking at a couple thousand dollars. And you're in a great situation because your garage door is already insulated. An uninsulated garage door, you might want to, you know, do them both together. But if that's not in your budget for this year, you can go pick up a portable evap cooler. You can plug into your outlet in the garage and run a hose to and plug it in, and you know that'll get you through a summer or two if you need a couple months to build up a budget for 5 to 7,000, I think, for a mini split. I'm not exactly sure, but you could get the price now, and then for a couple $100, use the evap cooler to cheat your way through until we upgrade to a mini split. Every one of our air conditioning partners says mini splits are going to change HVAC as we know it over a 20 to 30 year course of time.
One of the reasons for that, Romy, is the efficiency. You know, when we brought air conditioning into the market in the 60s, we didn't have the SEER ratings, but we developed these efficiency ratings for air conditioning equipment through the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. And they were kind of like the miles per gallon standards that auto manufacturers had to perform to. And we started setting limits on the minimum efficiency they could produce a piece of equipment and make it available to the public. And the SEER rating, Seasoned Efficiency Equivalent rating, went from about 6 or 7 up to about 10. Now they're currently sitting in the middle teens, so they've exponentially gotten more efficient. But as best an air conditioning central system as you can buy, and you have to pay a premium for it, will take you up to an 18, 19, 20. They have them as high as the middle 20s, okay? But you'll pay a huge premium for those. A SEER that applies to a mini split system is generally in excess of 30 because there's no ductwork. So it is operating so efficiently. That's why it can cool a space so cost effectively.
Very good. Let's get to Scott. I want to talk recess can, from air conditioning to recess can lighting. How about that?
Hey, I have five of the little 4-inch recess spotlights in my kitchen, and we had to kind of move the insulation around up in the attic just because they would overheat and then kick off. Now, is there any way to insulate better up there? Because I have like one of those low infrared temperature guns, and my attic is normally, or when I hit my ceiling with it, it's like 80 degrees. But when I go by those lights, it goes to like 95 degrees because I don't have any insulation around those. And so is there anything I can do to insulate that?
But what I'm guessing your home was built sometime in the 80s?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Those cans, as you now know, were not designed to be buried in insulation. Later in the 90s, they came out with cans that are called direct burial. There's ways you can create little bonnets, basically chicken wire baskets that fit over those lights, that then you would insulate over that, but you have to leave a breathe hole at the top. But I would tell you, you're in Scottsdale, get up to 92nd Street and Via Linda there, and Statewide Lighting, get in there and take a look at the can renovations you can go with, and get up there, replace the cans, and then get that insulation tucked back in there nice, because a 5% void in your insulation decreases the efficiency by 50%. So you've got some big voids there. But with that said, Scott, I don't want you to lose a lot of sleep over the temperature of your attic. The attic temperature has very little impact on your air conditioning load. That's one of the biggest myths I have to fight constantly in the bad information that's out there. You want your insulation in your attic to be an R30 or R38, that's all. You want it installed correctly, and only 10% of the air conditioning bill in the middle of the summer, only 10% of the air conditioning load is impacted by your attic. So spend money shading your windows. That's going to get you the biggest return. Make sure ceiling fans are turned on every time you walk into a room. Keep your thermostats a little high. Or do it the rosy way and get on a day of use plan with your utility company and let your house get cool when the electricity is cheap, noon to 7, and let your house and your air conditioner sleep, from 7 p.m. till noon, and then let your air conditioner sleep during peak hours, noon to 7. You can actually live much more comfortably with a colder house with a lower utility bill. It works every time. Thanks for the call, Scott.
Hot air rises, and your attic is above your house, above your air-conditioned space. So remember that when you get approached by the next salesman that you may see at a home show trying to sell you something super-duper, gajillion-illion insulation value for your attic.
And if anybody, and Romy, at that home show, if y'all are going out there, listeners, and you see anybody selling attic ventilation fans, you know they don't know what they're doing. The last thing you want to do is ventilate your attic, okay? That has to be done by a mechanical engineer, and just slapping some exhaust hoods up there are only going to suck the air conditioning out of your house and drive your electric bill higher.
And we've got a brand new website, landing page, You Found Rosie. If you go to a home show, you can type that in and get a list of all of our partners that are exhibiting that day.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.